Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Last chicken sandwich yet?
Whole 30. It's been the worst month of my life.
I still haven't had it either.
In all honesty, it's been
every time terrible. I go by any Popeyes, line around the building. No chicken sandwiches that
good. I haven't been near a Popeyes since it came
Where were all these fucking people months ago whenever I was the only one going through Popeyes on a regular basis?
I love Popeyes. Mine is over by West End. And it is terrible. The service is terrible, but the chicken is always so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that the picture of that one lady that's just doubled over in exhaustion outside?
Put that Jordan next to her.
It's like Jordan scores 50 with the flu in 30 minutes.
The memes have been so good.
Gladys cooked 390
saw one of the R. Kelly video. He was, I'm out here fighting for my life, but he's got the Popeyes hat on.
They're just so good at
they
it.
They put him behind the counter.
Like, it's, they are so good at it.
Oh, so great.
My meme game is weak compared to all these people.
No, they're just too quick and too funny.
Oh, my God. What about Annabelle blowing up this weekend?
That was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty really great.
That was good.
That was pretty great.
Still not getting him an invite.
No.
Just chasing clout. All right. You guys ready to go live?
I thought we already were.
No, we should have been.
I mean, you were recording, though, right?
I was recording. Yeah, well, I'm not going to waste any of the good thing. Stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'll entice people to go to both platforms.
Bonus content.
It is August 26, 2019. This is Atlanta United FC Weekly, a Home Before Dark podcast. I am Tim Herb. As always, I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Mr. Kevin Bradley, the bearded one. And then we have the other Kevin, the venerable
the other
Kevin
KB.
Brown.
The other KB. The other KB.
Yeah, you guys are both KBs.
Oh, yeah.
Are you both KMBs?
No, KLB.
Ooh, L.
Yeah, you'll never guess it.
Lionel.
Very close, but
dancing
no.
on the ceiling tonight, guys.
It is named after a celebrity, though. Ooh. Like a celebrity from that era where my mom had me.
Leonard.
No.
Leonard Cohen.
Leonard Nimoy. Yeah.
I was going huge Spock fan, my man. Huge.
Oh, what's going on, guys? Thank you for joining us live tonight, back in our regularly scheduled time, Monday night at 8 p.m., 8.02 p.m. on YouTube. Make sure
not
you guys...
Not too late.
No. If you guys are watching us live, if you're not subscribed, hit the subscribe button, notification bell icon, all that good stuff. Smash the like button. Make sure all your friends see that you're watching it. And
leave a rating or a review on iTunes. We got a new one to read.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Ooh. We got one probably right after the show last week.
Yeah. You know, we joked about being not too long after 8 o'clock. I'd like to thank Kevin, one of the few guests in a long time, including a quote-unquote certain co-host of ours that was not only on time but ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
there's one thing I can appreciate. It might just be a Kevin thing. Just
I've
being punctual.
I have
just
to being be punctual. That's ingrained in me. Yeah. From band,
not me.
Actually.
I can't help it.
I'm never late, but like I'm late sometimes. But what like at Atlanta, you have a grace period most of the time.
Oh yeah, you can always blame it on traffic.
Yeah, but this guy, He's you get there, you know, 15 minutes early. He's there.
Oh, yeah.
He's like checking out the store next door. You go to eat dinner. He's like at Barnes & Noble next door. He's already like picked out a couple books, some action figures.
I mean, you got to scope the place out. You can't yeah. be caught unawares
exactly.
there.
Exactly. I got to be able to
at
react.
Least get a table.
I want to be there.
Get us a table.
I want to be able to react. Normally, that's what I do.
You got to
case
the
benefit.
Place.
That's the yeah. benefit is I get there and can put our name in it a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's going to yeah. be like making a murderer. Good day.
Speaking of making a murderer.
Good weekend. Yeah.
Another slaughter. Not really. Man. We narrowly escaped with our lives out of Orlando this past weekend.
My heart hurt that entire game. It was just like, they were so close.
I know we got the result, but I'm going to go ahead and say I was right because.
No, you weren't right
at
all.
We pretty much lost that game.
Oh, yeah. Like whenever you try and tell me the games in hand aren't wins, winning is not losing, Kevin.
Oh,
I don't think it works that way.
No matter what, I'm right.
Oh, my God. No, I do want to point out, Bill Holcomb says, well, was Kevin waiting in the driveway when y'all got home? No, his name's not Eric Quintana.
I forgot
it's
about that.
A little
that.
Too early. Eric showed up that one time.
He pulls the gym from the office. He's like wearing a mustache, puts the car seat. He's casing the God. Place. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, thank you guys. Normal crew in the trap, Richard Gordon and Bill Holcomb and Elliot Beaven, Kendrick Brock, Michelle, Brittany S., not an hour late this time, Justin Johnson, Octavio Mangura, Clayton Poss. Am I missing anybody? Landon Schultz. Yeah. The Atari Atlanta
shirt.
Oh,
yeah. So our buddy Ryan over at Wesley Moose on Twitter and on Instagram did these shirts, wore it a couple episodes back and got some comments, and he's actually doing another limited run of it, which I think goes through this Wednesday, the 28th, something like that. So go check him out on Instagram at Wesley Moose. That's WESLEYMOOSE. And Baron Press is doing a run of shirts up until this Wednesday. So,
you know what I like about this camera angle? You guys can see my pasty legs when I wear shorts.
Oh.
Especially juxtaposed
to the
salmon.
I think you need to go Tito with them.
Go Tito?
Yeah.
And go diaper style?
Yeah.
Pull them all the way up.
I'm not
doing
that.
Yeah, don't do that.
No. I'm going to blind them.
My favorite thing, you talking about
that. Already white balanced the camera. If I do that again, it's going to get real off. Yeah. You guys are going to get like, you guys are going to look like the Simpsons.
It's going to start yellow. Yeah. Starts glowing. Looks like an episode of Chernobyl in here.
We did not lose on Friday, Kevin.
No, we did not.
We did not lose on Friday.
Neither did NYCFC.
Unfortunately.
Wait, no, it doesn't count. Wins games in hand aren't wins. No, but they are only 2 points back from us, and they have one game in hand on our two.
And Philly's tied with us right now.
I think one now.
They have one, yeah.
Yeah.
And Philly's tied with us right now.
Whatever, man.
But we got a game in hand.
Kelsey's they're not tied with us.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're tied with us.
Are they?
Yeah. They beat DC this past weekend.
Yeah. Well, they're not tied with us because we have more wins than them.
Yeah.
We have the tiebreaker.
That's why we're number one.
Oh, yeah.
You know why they have tiebreakers?
For games in hand?
Yes, that's it.
Because games in hand automatically count as wins. So you need to have the actual wins as a tiebreaker for games in hand.
That'd be a real one.
That first tiebreaker to games in hand is actual wins.
That would be a really MLS thing to happen if, like, we ended the season and somebody had games in hand.
I wish that it happened with Atlanta.
Yeah, that'd be
perfect. That'd be perfect.
Yeah. Did you guys stay up for El Tráfico last night?
I was on the West Coast, so yes.
Oh, where were you last night?
Seattle.
Oh. Yeah, how was it?
Lovely. Perfect weather. Perfect, like, summer weather, 72 degrees, partly cloudy.
Like yesterday in Atlanta.
Yeah, yesterday in Atlanta was pretty great.
Beautiful.
Have you gone to any other games besides Atlanta United this season?
Besides Atlanta, no. Only Atlanta United.
Never one ever you're in town?
There's never a game when I'm in town, actually. I'm usually off on the weekends to go to the game, so it's like,
yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. I just didn't know with any of those crazy Wednesday night matches that pop up.
Before Atlanta United, I think I only went to a Seattle match.
Gotcha.
When they played Manchester United.
So did you make it down to Orlando last weekend?
Oh, yeah.
How was it?
It was wonderful. Steamy. Took the in-laws.
Steamy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was so steep. It was so hot.
What did you think about their card stunt that they did with the, you know, getting everybody to spell out Orlando on the upper deck like that?
It was a great move. Best <Tifa. laughs>
Did you steal that? Did you steal that from somebody?
No.
Oh, that's perfect. I didn't think so. I hadn't heard it or seen it anywhere. That's so perfect. Oh God!
They filled in eventually. They filled in.
Yeah, I saw their fans complaining on Twitter earlier on in the game or early, before the game, is like talking about how, because there, how many Atlanta United fans were there?
A lot,
probably like 500.
Yeah, maybe even more.
And weren't they like moving people back from where they had bought tickets to like push them further away or something like that? Or maybe that wasn't that game. It was whoever we played last week. I think it was. That happened.
Yeah, I like what Patrick Keenum's saying. So if the CBA allows for more charter flights and Kevin doesn't become the head steward for the team, I'll be disappointed.
Oh my God.
Dude, if that position ever opens up, I'm going for it.
If it opens up, we are petitioning yes. for you to get it. There's no way you don't.
We're going to pull strings we don't have. We're going to talk to people we don't know.
We're going to find a way. There's nobody more qualified.
If there was one thing change.org was made for,
that's it.
It's this.
That's absolutely it. It's happening. We can will this into existence.
That's really the dream right there.
Yeah.
Now we just need a pilot.
I know a guy.
I know a guy.
And a plane.
The plane, on the other hand.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah.
I'll talk to some people.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. It's fine.
Anybody know anybody with a plane that we can borrow for this? It's just like a biplane.
I'm sure the front office would be like, yeah, fine. Whatever.
Do charter flights on a biplane. Crop duster.
Good God.
So that atmosphere down there. Because you don't sit with the away fans, do you?
I can't. It's just too much work,
yeah.
to be honest. Like,
yeah,
the away
it's like a mini
so
supporter
good.
Section, right?
Yeah, yeah, they are so good. But it is, I got to work the next day sometimes, man. I can't be out there. And it takes a lot of alcohol. And sometimes I don't drink at these away games.
Yeah. It's tough, especially if it's a Sunday game. I can imagine that being a tough one to do afterwards.
But no, man, the away supporters are so, so good, and there's always so, so many.
Who's been your – I know it's going to be tough to do your top away supporter culture experience, but maybe top three.
Top three. Portland, for sure. One, they're loud, they cheer for the whole time, and they are so friendly.
Yeah.
Very friendly.
Yeah.
Like, I got welcome there at the last game. They're like, hey, thanks for coming out. You come all the way from Atlanta?
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're very nice.
Unless you cut their tickets for MLS Cup, I hear.
Those guys.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah.
Kansas City, super nice. Jay Riddle was with me when I went there.
Kansas City. Oh, man.
Because they're another one that has, like, the, what is it, 2535, whatever it is in LAFC. The Cauldron is like that in SKC, where they have one, like, overall group for all the SGs. Or maybe it's just one SG in general. But anyway, it's, like, more organized.
Yeah.
They seem really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Invited everybody. Had a good time. And I didn't really get to hang out with LAFC people or LA Galaxy people.
I feel like LAFC would be a lot of fun.
I think it would be. I just...
You didn't get the backstage tour like Kelly Francis did.
No, we can't be that popular. I ain't got that clout.
Yeah. Or that food poisoning like she got this past weekend, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's traveling to Cincy and was going to the game.
Oh, she ate Skyline chili, didn't she?
Man, don't ever eat that
chili. Yes.
Who puts cinnamon with meat? Who does it? I want names.
Third one. Seattle fans are really nice. I didn't really get a feel for the supporter section.
Yeah.
Their fans are really nice. Just the welcome, the basic ticket, season ticket holders.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if there's a third that stands out.
Yeah. I need to make a better effort to go to more away games, or at least like try to find. So after the Campeones Cup, I decided one game a season, I'm definitely doing SunTrust Club. I'm gonna make sure I can get a ticket for SunTrust Club somehow. Ooh. One game a season.
Somehow.
Somehow. Somehow I'm gonna go to one.
Not necessarily.
Somehow I'm just gonna go to one.
Unless that's a Dungeness Crab Claw, you can stop.
I'm gonna go to one SunTrust Club match a season, and then I wanna try to do one away game. Per season.
You guys moving your seats next season? Or are you staying in 120? You're in 125?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in 104.
With the Barco captain.
Yes, the captain.
I've been I've been on the wait list for a third ticket for a couple of years now. So if I'm at the top of the queue to get three in a decent section, I might relocate. It's gonna suck though, because I've been with the same group of people around and we've become really good friends. So
that's the main reason I don't want to move. Yeah. I just like the people that are there right now. And
yeah.
I wonder what that's like. No, I don't dislike anybody. Like the people that were around are fine. They're not like gregarious, I guess. I don't know. There are people that like, well,
golf clapping over there?
No, not golf clapping. No, everybody gets loud, but they kind of just stay with the people that they're with. Like, we'll do high fives, like the whole church turn around, shake your neighbor's hand type thing, high fives after goals. But aside from that, there's not a whole lot of interactivity where I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're going to switch.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fine. Come on over to 125.
Yeah. But what we learned yesterday is if you switch, you don't get founding member prices anymore.
Well,
at least
like
that's
that.
What I was told. Please dispel this if I'm wrong. Bill, you're going to have to... Bill's asking me to come to 121. He's going to... No. Wherever I move next year, you're going to end up having to do your Where's Waldo game and post creepy pictures of me on Twitter. I don't know. But yeah, please dispel that if I'm wrong, that if you switch seats this season, you're not going to get founding member prices.
No.
He said they switched last year. I mean, we did too.
I mean,
I don't know if it's a new thing.
All the prices are going up, Tim. Spoiler alert.
No, I know that. Yeah. I know that because I've already paid. There's that. I'm in good standing.
I was just joking because of the whole, if you're a founding member, your ticket price is locked for the first year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow. I got the alert. They're like, your credit card declined or something like that. And I was like, oh God, I'm going to lose and go to the back of the queue. But like it, yeah. Anyway, that was fine. It was fine. They're good people. It's good times.
That's good.
1SG, Bill's asking if I was on the 1SG bandwagon. Are you guys on the 1SG bandwagon? Like the one encapsulating, organizing supporters group? Probably not at this point. It's like hard to put the genie back in the bottle at this point.
Even thinking about it, schematically, it's tough to, there's so many different personalities and I think they all gravitate, like, it's, you don't want 17, but I think that 3 to 4,
yeah,
maybe 5 is a pretty good range.
There seems to be from the outside so much infighting and it gets kind of tiring.
Look at how it is with the podcasts. There's only a couple of those.
They need a liaison council.
I think we need one podcast.
Agreed. That's why everybody listens to us.
That's why Jason Longshore still hasn't given me back my Blu-ray. I do appreciate Kendrick sending that to me. Jason being a good sport about
it. That was pretty great.
What were the spirits like with all the middle fingers being thrown up by the Orlando fans on Friday and Joseph continuing to father them? And
it's pretty funny, man, because, you know, people talk at games, and there's a guy behind me and my wife and her parents, and he was just talking about Atlanta. He was like, yeah, they're really good. And he said the thing where, like, how could this be a rivalry if we've never won? And, like, he's saying, like, all the lines that, like, I would say myself. And he's like, oh, that Joseph guy, he's just the guy with the silver. He's, like, explaining to us.
The guy with the silver hair.
He's like, he's really good. And I was like, yeah, he is. They're all pretty nice in my section. No real problems.
That's good. I feel like that's the majority of fan bases.
Yeah.
Are you in the same section usually whenever you go down there?
I am now. I've got a little area that I like to look from. It's close to the wall, so you can see their reaction when everything just goes wrong.
You mean every time Justin Merrim gets near them?
Oh, my God.
It's just beautiful to see their faces fall, and you can just see the whole wall there. So I'm close to that side over there.
Yeah. It's
I did have one fan like yell in my face this time, but I just laughed at him. Like, it's just funny. Like, it's sad for them.
Did he rag on you for making more money than you?
No.
Like our good old David Valentin.
Oh,
did you see all that?
By him. I did. Ages ago.
Oh, yeah, me too. I don't know how people are still unblocked by him. I think you got blocked around the same time we did.
I think so.
Probably
I think I just
something
got
about
on
shitting
there.
On his bagel.
You shit on that guy's bagel. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I got it on that. No.
That could be it. That could definitely be it. There's some good people from down there, and we're fortunate enough to interact
mostly
with a couple
the trolls.
Of them. Yeah. Ray and Lee, primarily.
Ray.
Yeah.
Ray Riddle.
Ray's. Derek and Lee.
Derek. Yeah, Ray's 92. Is that 19?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are hilarious.
Yeah.
And hardcore fans to the point where, like, it's sad. I feel bad for them. Like, yeah, they're just really love their team a lot. And it's just like, man, they won't do anything good for them.
Dwight Howard fucked that city up. He was the only thing they had going for them.
Ain't been the same since Penny left, man.
Yeah. Man. Have you ever watched that documentary? This Magic Moment?
Yes.
Yeah. It's so good from like my standpoint, being a Pacers fan and rooting against them so much, to see how it imploded. And I'm just like, you guys could have had it all.
Yeah.
Speaking of imploding, what do you think about Andrew Luck leaving?
There are a bunch of Orlando fans in the crowd booing him.
Pretty terrible, right?
I just don't understand.
It left a really bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the point where you don't want to be a fan yourself. You don't want to be associated.
Part of me, like, I am, like, the thing I'm most upset about is the fact that somebody leaked that and that Adam Schefter posted it during the game.
Yeah.
That was pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Because you have a bunch of drunk fans. That's part of it. Those fans are probably, like, drunk and pissed off, but...
It's still so ridiculous.
It is. I mean, I don't know. I can't.
I can't wait to boo Martinez whenever he retires.
Never. Chris Berry, new name in the trap.
I went to high school with that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he was down there at the game, and he said, "Best quote from behind us was, 'How can we be so unlucky?'"
That's true, though. They got incredibly unlucky, and we got the absolute opposite of that.
There was just times where they wouldn't shoot. And then when they did, it was just so bad.
Yeah. It's just straight at Guzan.
Yeah.
You're saying we didn't get unlucky in some of the situations, like Joseph hitting the post?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, we got unlucky, but not nearly as much as they did.
We were disjointed. I think a lot of people kind of rang the sentiments that our midfield was kind of non-existent.
We were
pressing way too high, and we just kept getting caught.
Yeah. We were on both sides of the ball.
Playing against a better team on Friday would have been... It would have been a different story. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Does it make you worried going into U.S. Open Cup final tomorrow?
Nah, no. They got to come into the fortress.
You think so?
Yeah. I think that... So that team has been very inconsistent, I feel like, and fluctuating all season. And
not all that great away.
Yeah. And Aiko Parra is not who he used to be. They don't have the respectful... Francisco Calvo on their team anymore. I honestly don't fear any opponent coming into Mercedes-Benz anymore.
Nobody.
And even after last night, I don't fear LAFC coming into our house. But the problem is, we're gonna have to go over to Bank of California Stadium. We're not gonna be able to play here.
What a stadium. What a...
That'll be a fun one to try to travel for, knowing that we would probably lose, but if we got a chance, that'd be a good trip.
But they can't beat Galaxy.
Yeah,
five tries, right?
Yeah,
five tries. They haven't lost to them either. No,
I'm just kidding.
No, they have, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
they've drawn and lost.
Yeah, it's Zlatan's first game, and then last night in 50 something seconds, the Lion coming out and putting one of them in, and then
he got two last night.
Yeah, right? He did. Yeah,
yeah. The second minute and like the 15th or something.
Yeah,
14th
match.
Yeah,
like, yeah, and then Pavon scored too, and then Latif Blessing had two goals, and Carlos Vela scored at the end and got subbed off and got into
a temper tantrum through a Joseph. That's what that reminded me of, was Joseph of his first year, a little bit of a second year, whenever he'd get subbed off.
Oh, the tape!
He'd stand still, rip his tape off, kick the seats.
Yeah,
he's fiery.
He's like
he's got a lot of passion.
He's got a Latin temper.
He's matured so much.
He really has. He went into the barbershop and said, "Give me the Rapino." And then he's just been on fire since.
Dude, he's sitting at what, 11 games now?
12.
12.
He's got 12 straight MLS games that he scored a goal.
So he can conceivably make it to, how many we got left? Six? He can make it to 17. He can make it to 18, more than half of the season with a goal consecutively.
We're 47 points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Games.
Huh?
7 games left?
Yeah. 6 or 7. I think we're at 27 games, right? Or 28 games. I think we're at 27.
No, we have 48 points. We have 7 games left because we have a possible 69 points.
There we go. So he can have 19 consecutive games. Even if he goes, let's say he runs the next, he only needs to run how many more? If he's got 12, he needs to run 4 more, 5 more. And he's scored a goal consecutively for half of the season.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's fucking nuts. Yeah.
And I can conceivably see that happening. I can see that happening. I like what Octavio Mingura says. He says, not Tim, LAFC will lose to Galaxy in PKs, and we play them at the Benz in November.
I like that.
You think?
LA Galaxy in the finals against Zlatan versus Atlanta United? Like, could,
we haven't had it
could
yet.
Emma, like, Don Garber's just, like, he's got to be soaking that up if that happens. Because for everything the LAFC is right now, I think that if he's got probably one more season as Zlatan in LA, getting him to the MLS Cup.
Yeah.
It might be good for the league. What takeaways do you have from Orlando?
From Orlando? Shaky midfield. Really, really hoping they get back to form there. At least controlling the ball a little bit more. We just looked shaky overall. I just didn't see much consistency on any third of the field. There were moments. There was some counterattack here and there, but I don't know how much of it was Atlanta having to play off of their heels because Orlando came out swinging and they just sort of weathered the storm and capitalized when opportunities were presented. But for me, there wasn't really much to take away from that match other than do better, but it wasn't like it wasn't our worst performance either, you know? So it wasn't a highlight and it wasn't really a low light either. I don't know. What do you think? I was also at the office and half watching whenever the game was on. So,
well, first of all, thank God Asquez is so bad in front of goal. Like, he may be worse than Dom Dwyer.
Yeah.
In front of goal.
Did either one of you guys think that we traded Brendan Vasquez whenever they were talking about it? How many times has that happened? Brendan Vasquez.
How long till we get him back? Is he playing with the twos right now?
He just scored in the Atlanta United 2 game last
night.
Nice. And Bello's in the twos, and so is Kratz right now. Yeah. All right, sorry. Good. Didn't mean to break your train of thought.
No, you're good. Not a whole lot stood out to me in the game. I still think Barco's ability, I saw a lot from him in terms of tracking back and getting, you know, recovering. And yeah, there's not too much positive to take away from it. But there wasn't a ton
aside
of
from 3 points. That's pretty positive.
Yeah, they played a terrible game and still won, man.
That's a positive you could take away from it. Yeah.
That's definitely a good. You got to win the ugly matches.
Yeah. They got out of there with a win.
Yeah,
counts the same, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill Holcomb saying we look tired in the second half. Heat schedule and injuries have all taken a toll. I think that's true.
Like I said, I think that might be what's most concerning is that
they've had so many games.
I would want to be going into a positive trend going into tomorrow more than a
You know what's a positive trend? Going away on the road, winning, even whenever you're playing poorly.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think that's.
But you're also playing. I think that's trash.
That's a good point. Like I didn't think about that. Really, is like when we're at our lowest, and we still win against a team that's in playoff contention. Granted, they're never going to make the playoffs ever going to make the playoffs.
Not at this rate.
No, not at all. Michelle was saying Pogba seemed a little slow. Do you think he's tired?
They might jump DC at this rate.
I think he's just. A little slow sometimes. He's more positioning than he is speed.
Yeah.
Positioning and strength. Like, the guy just barrels over people.
Dude, he digs in whenever he's ready to, like, whenever he's anticipating a ball, he digs around. And just...
It's like he's stepping up the home plate, like, gets his heels and stuff. Yeah.
But, yeah, he's positioning good. He blocks a lot of shots. Like, he has timing for blocking the shots. And, you know, it's not a whole lot to worry with Miles in the back there. Miles is just...
He's good. Oh, yeah. He's a grown-ass man.
He's rock solid.
Grown-ass man.
He's just so
can we
good.
Get... I know the easy route is the Mrs. Robinson song for him, but I would love some sort of grown-ass man chant for him. Like, it's got to happen at some point. He's so good.
He's really good.
Yeah.
He's
not
so
long for
good.
MLS. Not long for it.
No, not at all. I mean, if Aaron Long...
Maybe next summer...
Yeah,
I think it's going to be.
More year.
I don't think it's going to be this. Yeah, I mean next summer at the earliest.
Okay, yeah, at the earliest for sure.
Yeah, I don't think he's gone in the off season.
Nah,
not 1 year. DC seems to be on its way out, right?
Yeah, Rooney's like imploding.
The Rooney saga is hilarious. Just elbows, elevators with random girls.
Dude.
Well, I didn't hear about that.
Oh yeah,
what
TMZ
happened?
TMZ stuff. Apparently, he was in. He went to a hotel and was in an elevator with a random broad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He's just not caring. They made that announcement, and it was just like, whatever.
Yeah. I'm trying to see who all... So Red Bulls, it's crazy because there's so few points separating the top of the East and all of the teams have to play each other. Yeah. So Red Bulls have to play Philly and they have to play DC. Philly has to play like NYCFC and DC and Red Bulls or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like all of these teams have multiple games against each other to round out the last six games of the season. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Philly just will not
go away.
Go away.
We talked about that last week. They just like every time we think they're gonna drop off, they come out and start somebody.
And we got them Saturday.
Walloped DC.
And we've got them Saturday
in Philly, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever suburb they're in. Philly.
Yeah.
No Bedoya though.
No Bedoya.
Yellow cards.
Oh, that's good.
That is good.
I wonder if we can get under Madunian and Skin.
Probably.
Again. Yeah. Again.
Probably.
But away from home. I don't know.
Probably not.
I still never get over him grabbing his shit, pointing at
spitting at him.
Just grabbing his junk. Shaking it out.
That was the
section
craziest 30 seconds of any match I've ever seen.
His Herzegovina ads.
Just... back-to-back Reds in 30 seconds time.
Oh, it was pretty great. It was spectacular.
Yeah,
That's always my thing I hope for at Mercedes-Benz. Like, I'm there to watch somebody win. I need an early yellow or early red card so I could just watch this get out of
relax,
control.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. Two goals.
Yeah, actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Orlando game didn't happen in Mercedes-Benz. I would have been puckered the entire time. I wouldn't be able to stand with that.
Squeaky bum time, as the Brits call it, or tortellini time, as we call it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I felt that way towards the end of the game on Friday. Yeah, the end of the game on Friday was pretty nervy.
I thought Joseph had that chip that did the post.
Oh, yeah. That was gorgeous.
And then when Tito just got the ball back right in front of the goal, I was like, well, this is it. And
yeah. Yeah, to Tim's point, we did get unlucky a couple of times there.
Yeah.
I mean, Tito just barely goes wide on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good chance. He's looking good. Do you think he'll start tomorrow?
Ooh. I don't know who for, because I feel like Petey's in a good run of form, and so is Barco. I don't know for Merrim, but Tito, you don't maybe really want to play a wingback?
I mean, he did before Merrim was really starting regularly. He was playing that exact sort of attack and run it up to the touch line and then cut back in inside the box.
But his defense, though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's good if he's coming behind somebody to get the ball
point.
Back.
That's a good point.
Just one-on-one, all you have is
Tito. Yeah. Good point there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good to see him get some play time.
I think... I keep thinking, like, maybe we'll sit Nagby. Maybe we'll sit... We have Rometty, I think, back, maybe? Rometty and Escobar. 45. Yeah, yeah. That's right. Rometty did play on Friday. Forgot about that. But Escobar's back in training. I don't know who sits. I don't know if Jeff comes in. I don't know if...
Gressel needs a rest, but we can't rest him.
No, you can't.
We can't. He was blowed in that Orlando game. Yeah. He was just so tired.
Yeah.
It's tough. But I mean,
you could rest him if Escobar's healthy.
I keep thinking we're going to sit.
But then you've got to go to the four-back.
Four, yeah.
I keep thinking we're going to sit people, but every time I think that, we come out with a full-strength lineup. Like in Campione's Cup or in Orlando.
I mean, you can't.
I thought we were going to sit people in Orlando for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought of that. That's what we all said. It's like the three games you've got coming up between Orlando, Open Cup Final, and Philly, a six-point game.
You can rest when you're dead.
Orlando's the game you...
Your professional athlete's going to play that Alpharetta dad card and just, you know, you get paid to do this.
What we pay them for.
We pay them for that.
Yeah.
No, but for real, I think that might be the mentality that Frank DeBoer might have. I mean, he's old school, right? I mean, he played in... I'm sure he played every single game of the season.
I'm just scared of a season one thing where, like, Tato was just grinding.
That's
them out.
My fear, too.
But we had more games, like...
And Tata didn't make subs until like the 90th minute most of the time.
Game,
yeah.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But yeah, I mean, that's really my biggest fear is coming down the stretch. We make it to the playoffs, but at what cost?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's just dog tired. Like, but at the same time, because the race is so tight right now with so few games, like unless you get through this weekend and somehow NYC drops an L and we beat Philly. You've got to just keep trucking your full strength lineup because
you need like results for every game. You can't lose. It's like you have to win. You should win. Draw's okay, but don't lose. Get points anywhere.
No. It's, but yeah, I mean, so many of these games are down to the last week. I think it was like the last week Red Bulls play DC or something like that, or Philly's got one of those matchups.
I feel good about like the last games we're playing, though, against the teams we're playing.
Who all do we have left?
We got Philly, New England, Columbus, Cincinnati. We go to Cincinnati, right?
Yeah, on a Wednesday.
Cincy, I feel good about.
Yeah, it's hard not to.
Cincinnati's on a Wednesday. New York's on a Wednesday.
Cincy, I feel okay about. Columbus, I feel good about.
New England is tricky.
New England is tricky, and that's the last game of the season. I mean, arguably the two biggest games.
I just can't think of like Bruce Arena having a good team. It just feels weird. I know he's won MLS Cups with LA Galaxy and that, but
yeah, we got NYCFC, one of the last three games at NYC, which is always a tough place to play.
On a Wednesday. A Wednesday.
At New York or in Yankee Stadium. Yeah. Because the three home games we have left are Columbus, New England, and who's the other home game we have left?
Orlando.
San Jose.
Yeah, San Jose. Also a tricky one. You can get the 58 shots on net. Now how many shots did they have? They had like 42 shots and 19 on goal.
When? This weekend?
Their last game.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dude, LAFC is just disgusting.
They're so good.
Their goal differential right now
is 40. It's 40, right? Or 41.
It's 46.
46.
It's as many goals as Atlanta United has scored all season.
Yeah, they're good. But are they playoff good?
That is so crazy to me.
I think last night gives me a lot of hope that they're vulnerable. I mean, so I can't remember who it was in the trap had pointed out that their back line is suspect at times. And
their goal differential is higher than any other team's goal scored in the West.
I get it. But
they don't have any games in hand. I see where you're going.
Yeah.
You're right. They could fall.
Listen, we should have. They could. Who's got the draw there at LAFC?
Who's got games in hand in the West?
Yeah, we could have. I feel like we could have come away with that with 3 points now, because there were two goals that probably should have been called offside.
To your point, Portland sitting in eighth has a game in hand on LAFC. I think you're right. They could.
Now, I was trying to do the math last night. I'm not good with math, but I was trying to do the math last night. I was like, what does LAFC have to do the rest of the season to lose Supporters Shield? Like they have to lose the rest of their
game.
Yeah, because they're already in the 60s with points, right? They have 61. 62, that's right, because of the draw last night.
Yeah, they're going to beat the record.
You would think so. Somebody mentioned that
six games
Carlos
left.
Bale was hurt.
Yeah,
he twinged in his hamstring last night. And they took him off early.
And he was pretty pissed about it, yeah.
He was mad about it. Threw down the captain's armband.
Yeah, what kind of a move is that, man?
He was cussing the whole way to Bob Bradley. And Bob Bradley handled it very well. He was like, he just brought him in. He was like, no. And then he told him like why he pulled him off. It was like, you know what, Bob? I hate you. You're too good. you're doing too well with this team.
He just pulls him in for a Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
And that new kid they brought on, Rodriguez?
See, I fell asleep at the beginning of the second half, I think, when it was still 3-2.
There's the kid they just signed, their new DP. He's 19, and he...
Where's he from? South America?
Probably.
Yeah.
He's good. I don't know if anybody else knows, but he was good. Scary good.
Yeah.
Both LA teams like added like key pieces.
Yeah, Pavone looked really good for LA last night. I haven't really watched them much this season. I didn't realize Alessandrini's been out pretty much the whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his thing, though.
He likes to get hurt. Yeah.
He just gets hurt.
He started out so hot last year.
He did. He was like Team USA number one choice, man.
Yeah.
And then he gets hurt. Can't do anything about it.
Man, what's going on with Cincy?
What do you mean?
Three coaching changes and a GM change.
You're saying what's going on with them as if like this is new. This is like after 3 weeks into the season, this is their Aston Villa.
What do they do?
What do? They just weather the storm. There have been worse teams than them, right? Yeah. They're not on track to be the worst team in MLS history. I mean, Toronto,
to see before, what happened. Before, I mean, well, it's just not good for the league.
No, they still are good for the league because their fans are still coming out. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get to that game. I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Kendrick's saying it. I think Kendrick's right. He's saying they're doing the Minnesota entry plan.
Yeah.
Do they have any DPs right now, Cincy?
Adi, right?
Is Adi? Oh, yeah, and he's hurt, so...
I don't... Adi's not a...
Is he a DP?
He's not surely a DP. He's not a DP level anymore.
I don't know if they
I don't think DPs. He even was a DP in Portland.
Really?
Yeah, between Blanco and Chara and Valeria, Ridgewell at the time. I don't think that he was even a...
Might not be.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I don't think they have a DP. But Minnesota didn't have one either until they signed Darwin Quintero last year, I don't think.
Minnesota was he there first? Until last year.
Yeah.
I know they didn't have one their first
year. Is he playing tomorrow? I heard somewhere that he's not on, like, for the international spot. Not going to make... I don't know if it's him or something. There's one of their players that it's a key piece.
Where's he from? Is he Ecuadorian?
No. You got me. I don't know.
So... Can you try to pull up the TIFO from yesterday? Because Kevin's got me interested. Apparently, Columbus got shamed pretty bad in the Cincy match.
They took it all out in the game, man.
Oh, you want me to pull it up on the... Oh, I can't... I don't think I could share the screen anymore.
TIFO from the Cincy-Columbus match was apparently pretty great. Something along the lines of, what were you saying?
Being saved offers no salvation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is really great.
Like, yeah. TIFO of the year right there. It's really good.
And they did it in, like, this sort of Steamboat Willie.
Hell is like, real.
It's just
animation. It looks like Cuphead
style. Yeah.
Looks like Cuphead animation.
That is really great. That is really good.
I like the advertisement runner for Truly here.
Truly or Bone and Viv? What do you think?
White Claw.
There's not just one type of Natty Light seltzer. There are two Natty Light seltzers.
I recently had one.
Four Locos got one coming out.
There's the Catalina Lime Mixer instead of the Catalina Wine Mixer. And then they have another one. I don't remember the other one.
They got a Clamato one.
So
what is Clamato? Is that just like clams and tomato juice?
It's clam juice and tomato juice, and then you mix it with a Modelo and you make
gelato. It's delicious.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Dude, I go to the taquerias and it's after a long day.
It's like drinking salsa.
Oh, no, I see it all the time. And I always joked thinking it was clams and tomato. And
no, it is. Yeah, it's clam juice, tomato juice. Like, I walk in, go get some tacos and sit down, and there's a dude with a big bowl of menudo. It's like 100 degrees outside. He is just sweating, has a big, tall, frosted glass of gelato, and he's just loving life. And I'm just like...
It's like the first time you drink a Bloody Mary. You're used to drinking like vodka cranberries all the time.
See, Octavio came through. He said a tropical mango Natty Light seltzer. That's what it is.
That sounds delicious.
And then, so we were at the show. We went and saw Heart last Monday. Mostly went and saw Brandon Carlile during Kevin's birthday.
While breaking my...
Heart, the band Heart?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I took Angie for her birthday to go see Brandon Carlile mostly. And then...
took her on somewhere for her birthday on my birthday. Really cool. So it's like a win-win for them.
Damn.
It's good.
I won everybody over that night.
It's good.
No, but I noticed that the Natty Light... I thought it was just like retro Natty Light cans where they were like pink and yellow. But it's strawberry lemonade Natty Light.
What?
I saw that.
It's delicious.
Is it?
It's delicious, man.
I saw the guys. The guys were like normal Bud Light. They got the Deuce Deuce, or they got, you know, the Coors Light and the Michelob and all that in the big tubs that they're walking around the venue with. And then they've got giant tall boys of Natty strawberry lemonade.
It's just so refreshing.
Listen, they see Jewel getting all the teenagers and all the young kids. And they're like, no, we need that money.
Hear about all those kids getting hospitalized, speaking of Jewel? From their
lungs.
The vape issues?
Yeah.
Yeah. They made us believe that vaping was all right. It is not. It's
really
sucks.
Bad for your lungs?
Really, really bad.
Yeah, it's really terrifying.
But only for those young kids that are still developing lungs. I'm good to go.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you do gravity bong.
Yeah.
With a 3-liter bottle of
Mountain Lightning. I'm going to have a massive heart attack before my lungs give out anyway. Just going to have a stress stroke any day now. It's going to be great.
Classic Natty. Oh,
so, Justin, what are you guys drinking in the trap right now?
Oh, man, it's going to be really great when that happens in the office on a weekend and the air conditioning's off. Everybody comes in, just a big, flat, fat, rotting Kevin on the upper floor.
Poke you and it'll explode like a whale on the beach. So much methane built up from all the tacos you would eat in that day.
Oh. All right.
What do we got? People are drinking. Justin Johnson's got a classic natty tonight. Michelle's got German one spot. No, that's not a drink. That sounds like a drink.
Soaped.
Kendrick's drinking Propel. Cranberry mango juice for Tony.
Kentucky bourbon barrel. See, I'm not a big fan of the bourbon beer. It's never been my thing. Big fan of bourbon, not bourbon beer.
What about a Shawshank? You want a Shawshank?
What is that?
So my brother and his friend in college, all they had on hand was gin and whipped cream. So they made a drink called the Timothy Hutton. It was a shot of gin with whipped cream on top.
Ugh.
So we were at a cabin one weekend, and there I took a bottle of gin. Somebody had a Bud Light can open, and I just poured a shot of gin in the Bud Light. Said, we're going to call this the Timothy Robbins. And then as the night devolved, it turned into Shawshanks.
Oh, my God.
That sounds wonderful. Hey,
they were drinking them all night.
That's gross. That's so
I felt
gross.
Like a true mixologist.
Yeah.
There was that in blood beer, is when you have a big beer and you pour some red wine into the middle of it.
Oh, I thought that was just when Cheese was trying to open up bottles with his teeth. It would just slice his gums open, and then
he was opening Heineken bottles with his teeth.
Yeah. Oh, that's not safe.
Yeah, I mean, it was hilarious at first until he got more and more drunk, and the bottle just kept slipping.
And he kept doing it.
Yeah,
everybody in the trap is knocking the Shawshank. And Bill saying that's why I now understand why Tim doesn't drink. Yeah, it was ruined for me at an early age.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a really good point.
Brian's drinking Bell's Official Hazy IPA. New Holland's Dragon's Milk. Sounds disgusting.
Can't do it.
What is it? You shotgunned craft beer on my bachelor party, and you guys were about to puke.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
There were two like IPAs left over in this
you
Airbnb.
Chase it with a can of gravy.
Yeah. Just took a bite of a fried chicken.
We did a Newcastle chugging competition.
Yeah, exactly.
That's thick.
Two C's.
I can't wait to do the seltzer shotgun.
That's happening. We're going to make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yes.
It's going to be great. Just back to
it's a bad idea.
Have you ever tried chugging spicy water to begin with? And then
it's
you
very
chug.
Hard. It's so bubbly.
It's very hard. And I make it so spicy in the soda stream. When I do in the soda stream, it's just like
a little sip.
It's like the mud pits from Mario 3 or Super Mario World where they're just popping off. There's almost no drink left in it afterwards.
Your spicy water is popping off. I agree. Car bombs. Yeah, that's a good one.
What is that?
It's Jaeger
inside of Guinness.
Guinness, yeah. That's good.
That sounds terrible.
He's got to drink it. No, it's Bailey's inside of Guinness, right? Uh-oh. Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
No, Irish. Yeah. I think it's Bailey's inside of Guinness. Yeah. you just got to drink it quick before it starts curdling.
How much Cobra did you drink at Northwestern?
We had a 40s night, so that was probably the only two I ever drink. Yeah, with a King Cobra.
See, I had buddies that Joe and Keith, whenever I was living with them, they did a Cobra challenge. They were going to try and drink 10 Cobras in a night.
Oh, my God. Why would you do that?
Actually, I almost died with two.
They gave themselves 24 hours to do it.
Okay.
The problem was the gas stations had like 4 32 ounces, and they had to go to like 5 different gas stations to even get enough stock. And they had 40s over here, 32s over here. So it was kind of like asterisk next to it to begin with. But then they bitched out after like 3 of them.
No, man. No.
Three 40s.
What's their kidney shut down?
That malt liquor is the worst.
We have a voicemail from Joe Johnstone.
Oh, really?
As per usual.
10 cobras might be more deadly than an actual cobra.
It's true. It's probably true.
It's pretty good.
Guinness and Bailey's. That's what
the Irish car bomb. Yeah.
All right, we have this voicemail from last week.
Oh, yes, dude. This is going to be great.
Let's see if I can get it to...
Please don't delete it.
这是最后一次通知，如有疑问请按五，查询快递请按五。
I just wanted to end with Joseph Martinez.
I was like, I'm getting a call from... Oh, there's more. I didn't even know there's more.
I think it's repeating.
Oh, yeah, it's a repeat. Yeah, I understand that.
The music in the back,
yeah, like,
though.
What is it selling?
I feel like that's not even dubbed over. I think it just plays whenever she talks.
She's got a natural voice.
Like, she's just got that.
They got that technology in Japan.
She's got that essence about her.
Oh, yeah.
That's just delightful.
Felt really weird getting a call from this number, 125-000. It's like, that's six numbers. Pretty sure that's not something. Joe Johnstone. All right.
678-827-3297. Phone lines are open 24/7.
Michelle said she said FDB is one hot Dutchman.
What if that was just Michelle? Because you deleted her voicemail, so we never actually heard it. That's just been Michelle. That's what she sounds like.
That's what a British accent speaking Japanese sounds like. The music is the British accent in the background. That's it. Yeah.
All right, guys, got a good one for you this evening. Out of all the Atlanta United scarves that have been released, which one do you think Frank DeBoer would look the sexiest in?
Easy.
I haven't listened.
This one.
Yeah, it's true. It's got one. Orange. It's this just one. Like, yeah.
It's this one. Or this one.
That's not an Atlanta United scarf, though.
This one's a good one, too.
I like this one. Kevin brought this over for
us tonight. Which one out of all of the scarves that have been released? I don't even know. If it's not on the wall, it doesn't count.
You know what would be?
Are you about to say?
I was going to say the one that hasn't been released
yet. Exactly, yes. The
2019 championship.
Championship scarf. He would look great in that one.
He would look really good in that.
Are we going to get a... is there a... Surely there's a U.S. Open Cup scarf, right? For a championship? They'll make one. They did one for Campione's.
They did it for a shield. They did it for Campione's, so
I'm sure.
Yeah, they probably will. Commemorative scarf. U.S. Open Cup win.
Yeah. Is scarf still a thing? Is scarf eBay community
Has
still
that bubble
a big thing?
Popped? That bubble
burst. Good one,
it's like Pokemon cards.
That is a good one.
They don't know anything about
it. We have another one that somebody tried to buy cash.
Why don't you just tell people what Kevin brought us today?
Oh,
it's pretty great.
Yeah, it is a dual scarf from the Atlanta United inaugural home match at... it wasn't at Allianz. It was at Minnesota, University of Minnesota Stadium.
The 6-1 snow match. That's a good one, man.
Oh, when the orange ball came out. It never comes out.
Yeah.
It never comes out.
Yeah, it doesn't.
That's a really good first away game to go to. Really set it in motion. I got to keep coming to these.
So how many have you missed so far?
It's actually fitting because we're playing them tomorrow.
How many games have I missed?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know how many I've been to. I'm catching up to Gressel. I'm at 83 right now.
Holy shit. I'm catching up to Gressel,
Get my 100 soon.
I am catching up to Gressel, he says.
Ooh, Atrium meetup tomorrow. If we can get there in enough time, for sure.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, taking my mom again. She loves a good cup match.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You were the one that originally did the "My mom is here, so watch your mouth" chant, right?
That was my for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
That's a good
game. That was a good one.
Yeah, I didn't even... Man, I appreciate that scarf even more now because we get to play them tomorrow.
Yeah. What are you guys thinking for tomorrow? Surely a sellout crowd. Like, I mean, yesterday we were...
I don't know.
They said there's still some tickets available. Yeah. I don't know. It's probably going to be about 40,000.
I think...
Well, that's what was at Campione's. Was 30,000. Did you get to go to Campione's?
No. Had to work.
That sucks.
For the man that has it all.
I ain't got to work sometimes, man. I can't...
You've been to 82 matches.
83 matches.
Excuse me. 83 out of how many total has there been? 68 plus 27. What's that? 88, 95?
No, there's more than that.
Yeah, because Gressel's got 100.
Yeah.
Well, that's regular season, I'm thinking.
Oh.
There's playoffs.
There's U.S. Open Cup and all that. So
Champions League.
Yeah. So what do you think? Like 120 maybe total?
Maybe not that many. Maybe like 110.
God. You've That's so stupid. That's so stupid, Kevin. That's so awesome, though.
Oh, yeah, he did beat my mom.
Yeah. I didn't get to meet your mom.
I did.
You were not there.
I was not there. When was that?
Before the...
What match was that?
Was that MLS Cup?
Again, that's what happens whenever you're punctual. MLS Cup. It's one of the benefits. Being punctual to meet and greet Mother's and Day. Other things.
That might have been Mother's Day. Did take her again. Take her every Mother's Day. We have games on Mother's Day, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
She has a great time.
College football's back.
Is it, though?
Go Cats.
Yeah, it's not technically until Thursday. You're right.
No, I mean, that game whatever. On Saturday was...
Whatever Clemson
turned
plays.
It off. Blah. Didn't care.
I did love the edit somebody did of Felipe Franks just like talking shit.
A few moments later.
The SpongeBob. Rip that interception. Yeah. Saying I don't show up to games anymore? That's not true.
You show up so late. The people barely... You check out more for meet and greets than Dan does for this podcast.
That's not true. That is so not true.
Oh, man.
That's very, very untrue.
Where's Dan been? Let's wildly speculate.
I'm guessing he's got another kid on the way.
Yeah, probably.
At least one more. Oh, that's how twins work. It's like the longer... She's pregnant, the more babies she has.
Yeah, they multiply in there. I know this. It's science.
Mitosis, right? It's just split.
It's like baby cell. It's Cell Junior in there.
Hey, he's coming tomorrow, isn't he?
Cell?
No. Yes. And the rest of the DBZ game.
Yeah, exactly. Dan, is he coming tomorrow?
I thought he said maybe.
Yeah, he's going to be there tomorrow.
Wow.
All right, so Stuck 2011.
Did he take out a second mortgage to buy all those tickets for those kids of his?
You know, three of them are so young he doesn't need tickets for
I didn't
yet.
Think he could get tickets unless the upper deck was open, because he's going to fill up at least a whole section. Just friends and family.
Stuck 2011 brings up a good point or good question. Has anyone tried the Popeye's chicken sandwich
yet?
We
were talking about that before we hit record.
Ugh.
I've still gone haven't. By 4 times now, and the line has been around the building.
You know what I need is forget the regular chicken sandwich. I want praying hands or clasped hands of the ripping chicken fingers
on
a sandwich.
I want 2 chicken claws
in a double fist.
Yeah.
A double fist of ripping chicken.
Here's the
reminds
church.
Me of the double down sandwich.
Here's the steeple.
I need my
open it up. And it's all chicken people.
I need my chicken sandwich to be able to call stack.
Did you ever try the KFC double down?
Oh yeah.
Mm-mm.
Didn't try it.
I never did. Try
it. The chicken breast bread?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Did you?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it was good, but, like, it hurt me.
Oh, yeah. You hate yourself.
It was
But that's part of it.
What about, did you guys ever watch Mind of a Chef on Netflix, David Chang?
Yeah.
No.
He went up to Montreal and...
Did the poutine double down? Or the
foie gras
double down?
These guys at, I'm trying to remember their names.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Damn it. But they're at Joe Beef up in Montreal.
Yeah.
And they do a foie gras double down. They'll do 2 big slices of foie gras fried as the bread and then bacon in the middle.
That's stupid.
Montreal, best away game.
Yeah?
I highly
recommend.
You get
those fried bologna sandwiches?
You get all the sandwiches. They got bagels. They got really good food to eat out there. Beautiful city.
Really? So, I was going to say, what's been your best food experience? I mean, you obviously said Montreal. But other than them now that you've mentioned them.
At an actual stadium, Portland.
Really?
They had good food. It's different now, though, so I don't know if it's the same. Like, the first year I went, and they had good food there, but
that's
they've
like
done their remodeling.
That's what the guys from the RFK refugees, they're talking about, how the food at RFK, they used to have pupusas, stands, and all that stuff, and now it's just all
the options there are terrible. I don't like Audi Field that much.
How do you guys feel about Mercedes-Benz right now, the current state?
Love it.
Yeah?
Love it. Love the food prices, love the air conditioning, love the when you go to the bathroom, there's TVs.
How often do you think they're going to kind of swap places out?
Yeah.
We're talking about here? What?
At the Mercedes-Benz. Yeah. TVs. Oh, yeah. Orlando, no TVs in the bathroom.
Really?
None.
Do they at least have the stand above the urinal? to play your cup?
No, they don't.
Do they have dividers?
No. They got a place to hang up your jean shorts if you just want to take them all the way off of the urinal. But
that's all I do.
I still can
just walk up, drop it down to my ankles.
Oh. Reach Tony the Tiger style?
Yeah. Yeah. Nah. Just drop
it. Safest
trout.
Way to do it.
Yeah.
Just let them know you mean business.
Have you ever seen an adult like another adult male go just...
Oh, yeah.
I have not seen it. I don't ever want to. But.
By adult male, I mean our friends in high school that every time we went to a soccer match in a way, like if we were traveling, as soon as we get to the opposing team's locker rooms, just down to the ankles. Right? And then that just spread into doing it on a regular school day.
That's actually not Tony the Tiger style. It would be Honey Bear style from Honeycrisp. Because he's just got a shirt on.
No, it's Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh style. Winnie the Pooh. Same thing. I guess
Donald Duck.
What's with
Donald Duck in it?
What's with cartoon bears only wearing shirts? No, yeah. Paddington too. Paddington wore a trench coat at least, or raincoat. He was at least like
what about
decent
Yogi?
Enough.
Didn't Yogi Bear have pants?
No, he had nothing but a bow tie or a necktie. Oh, he had a necktie. Yeah,
that's
He had a top hat too. Or he had a hat on.
That's right.
Yeah, bears. Has anyone ever actually seen a bear's penis?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, you're about to open up. You're about to. Oh!
Do they exist?
Good one. That's a good. Well done. That's a good one.
Getting into the good stuff now. Yep, it is that time of night. It is that time of night. What about the not Rocket Raccoon? Who's the spy raccoon? Did you ever watch Two Stupid Dogs?
Swiper, no swiping.
Two Stupid Dogs. Sly. It was
no,
like
Morocco Mole.
Yeah, Morocco Mole was his sidekick.
Oh, that was Squirrel. He was a squirrel. Secret Squirrel?
Secret Squirrel. Yeah, but he just had like a bandit, like the mask
coat.
On. Okay, he did have a trench coat. They really.
They don't wear pants.
They don't wear pants. What is this?
Except Mickey only wears pants. The overalls.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, gross. Tony Neitzel, Red Rocket Raccoon. That's gross.
Yeah, what about Cat Dog? Two mouths, where's it all go?
I think I saw like a while ago on the internet where like someone explained how it would happen. Like they went deep into it, had like cross sections of the body to show everything that happened.
We need to clip that.
Have you ever seen that episode of South Park where they're eating with their butts?
Did you guys know? Do you guys know turtles breathe out of their butts during hibernation?
What?
Did not know.
Or I didn't know turtles hibernated.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, they do.
It's crazy.
The more you know.
Yeah.
This has been a wildly off-topic show, from start to finish.
Yeah. Sorry guys, we're gonna get some bad reviews.
Nah.
We're gonna get the best reviews.
Yeah. Look. We beat Orlando. We've done it four other times this season. What more do you want us to say about it?
How many times did we beat them this season? Three, right?
Three.
And we have one more game against them? Or
no, we're done.
That's it.
It was the first two seasons where we played them thrice.
Right, yeah. That's right. I was going
to
pull up that
review. Not only didn't lose to them, but beat them three games this season.
Yeah.
What else do you want to say? Open Cup, I think we're unanimously in agreement that feel pretty good about tomorrow.
Brittany has saying my first review will be a bad one. and Michelle, there. So people are asking about lineup for tomorrow.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Heinemann.
Yeah, I think Heinemann comes in. I think is it Heinemann and Remedy, or do you see Nagby? You gonna give Nagby a break? He's been running himself into the ground.
He got subbed out of the game.
He came in. Remedy came in for him at halftime, right?
No, yeah. Remedy was
started. Or Larenowitz came in for him.
I'm thinking Jeff and Heinemann maybe.
For who came in after that? Who was in the midfield?
Tito. No, Tito came in late.
Tito came in for Pity.
I'm pretty sure it was Larry. I'm pretty sure Larry came on at halftime for Nagby.
No, that was for Eric. Thick fielder, because he only played 45.
Oh. Huh.
I forget who the second one is.
I feel crazy.
Yeah, I think Heinemann and Jeff get the start tomorrow.
You think,
rest of the midfield more than anybody else right now, I think.
Guzan or Kane?
Oh.
For the U.S. Open Cup Finals?
He had a great game when he played.
He really did.
I don't know, though. That goal that he let in was pretty
easy to get to. Kanner Kuzan is a valid question.
Hyman came on for Nagby.
That's what it was.
Yeah. That's right. In the 61st minute. Yeah. And then I feel like it depends on how for Petey.
Eric's feeling. I feel like it's either Eric or Nagby.
Well, I would think that if Rometty came in and got the 45, that I think he's probably going to be fine to start. Get another 60, get subbed out.
So what are you thinking, Rometty and Hyman in mid?
I think Escobar's going to be on the bench to start.
Yeah. Probably the same back three.
Back three.
It's hard. I think Miram has played his way into being indispensable.
Yeah.
Or
you think indispensable. Parkey's ever going to get a game again?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, we have.
If we get a solid lead in the race for first in the East, sure. Just to keep people fresh in the back line. But
I think he's like not player coach per se, but he's like. Mentor. Part of the team there.
Mentor.
Yeah. He's got to have a position in the front office or something after the season, right? Yeah.
Surely.
Someone's got to pick him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Miram is going to be playing left wing back. But the thing with Parkhurst is we have, what, 4-5 center backs that we can play pretty much?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen anything on Breck Shea?
No.
I know he's not going to be back this
season. No recovery. No, I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen anything either.
After his knee got destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could bring up Bello now. He's had some games.
Yeah, that's true. I'd like to see him at wingback. That'd be interesting.
Would be interesting.
See him pushing forward.
He likes getting forward. He gets forward a lot for Atlanta.
I'd like to see Bello get some minutes.
Oh, we're only allowed to have 5 international players.
They left off Dion.
So they left Dion off the 18? Well, I could see why, I guess.
Well,
I
mean, Gressel's got his green card now.
Gressel's got a green card. Joseph's got a green card. LGP has a green card. Barco doesn't. So Barco's one of your
Tito did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Barco, Petey, Pogba.
Pogba, yeah. Hyman.
Hyman's American.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're right. I'm
done. Eric.
Yeah. Eric Rometty. Yeah. That's 4. And then who's the 5th?
LGP. Oh no, LGP got his, right?
Yeah. Escobar.
Escobar, yeah, that's right. That's what LA been saying too. Joseph has one, right? Joseph got his green card earlier on in the season.
Yeah.
I married him. I love him.
He doesn't know it. He doesn't know it yet. He'll find out.
We made him sign some papers.
Yeah. We don't deserve him.
No, we don't deserve him.
We don't deserve him.
Man. He's so fucking good. It's ridiculous.
Do you think he leaves? What do you think?
What would make him leave?
Alpharetta dads.
No, there's no way. We're drowning them out. If anybody, like...
Dude, can you please find the vault that we set up at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I'll find it. It's...
Because I definitely... One of them got busted after that win against Orlando. I thought for sure they'd beat us one game this season.
Nope.
That's crazy.
Nah. Yeah. Law of averages don't work like that.
Sorry. What makes Martinez leave?
A new challenge. I think if we win another cup, too.
A good offer overseas. Yeah.
Think if we jump the shark and build a statue too soon?
Yeah. I don't think he's going to Mexico. I don't.
When do you build the statue?
Tonight start.
Is he, I guess, okay.
It'll take 4 seasons.
We're all going to say the same
thing. Member statue.
We're all going to say it doesn't matter, but ultimately, I think we all recognize where Arthur Blank's allegiances lie, despite the successes of Atlanta United. I don't think a Joseph statue gets built prior to a Julio or Matt Ryan statue or something like that.
I think so too. I think it's so much easier to do. I mean, Julio's never healthy. The Falcons lost in the Super Bowl. Yeah, I hate to rub it in again, but I was cheering for them hardcore. I'm not a Falcons fan, but I wanted them to win
a Super Bowl this year. Maybe start considering a statue for either of them, but
yeah,
Joseph's got it. Like records.
No, I know, but I just mean the optics of it from Arthur Blank's side to the people that are actually paying to keep the lights on at BS, which is, let's be honest, it's not the Atlanta United fans. It's the PSLs for the Falcons that are doing the bulk of that.
We got more games there, but Falcons tickets are stupid.
PSA are ridiculous.
PSLs don't keep the stadium open. They keep our concession prices low.
And all that, exactly.
Yeah, I am so grateful that we don't have to...
Yeah.
By PSLs.
Yeah.
But yeah. No Matty Ice statue unless he wins a championship.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like Joseph's going to be like maybe even stay in Atlanta after he's done, like get a nice house there. I don't know. He'll probably go back somewhere. Venezuela. Who knows? That's something I also notice about all the games that I go to. Like, there are Venezuelan fans at every game.
Yeah.
For Joseph. A lot of River Plate fans.
True.
There's few down in Orlando. More than a few.
Yeah.
Where's Atlanta finish right now?
First.
They're playing great.
Yeah.
They are playing great. I think you'll know better after this weekend.
Yeah.
How it goes with Philly. Like, if they beat Philly.
I'm all on the bandwagon for first.
You think we beat Philly this weekend?
I don't know.
I don't know what Philly team we're going to get.
Especially as tired as
Grissom was. If Bedoya is not playing, then I think we beat them.
Yeah,
because I think they kind of go as he goes.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like captain.
Yeah, he's kind of their Nagby, too. Like, he's kind of the engine also just, to that team, it seems.
It's
like
a short turnaround. I guess it's short travel from Orlando to Atlanta, but I was thinking you've got a little bit of travel coming from Orlando to Atlanta, then turning around, playing, then back up to Philly.
Do they have? No, there's no weekday games this week.
No weekday games?
No. Just this.
I don't know. The Philly game worries me more so than the Open Cup match does.
It's Saturday night, too, so I mean, they got a little extra time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Saturday.
It worries me just because I wonder if maybe the result or the performance against Orlando, how much of that was fatigue driven?
I think a lot of it. It was.
And it's not going to get any better between now and Philly.
Nah.
That's the concern I have.
But to Tony Neitzel's point, everyone but Shea is healthy.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to be hard to beat with here on.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially people fighting for spots, too. They're going hard right now.
So this weekend, Saturday, we have obviously our game in Philly, New York Red Bulls Colorado at Red Bulls. So Red Bulls should walk away from that with a victory. Chicago at Columbus, DC at Montreal. I think DC drops another one there. Toronto at New England. That's going to be a pretty intriguing game. Where does Toronto sit? They're still in seventh. So that's like a battle for the bottom playoff positions. FC Dallas hosting Cincinnati. That's going to be another loss for
Dallas looked good yesterday.
Yeah. Looked good. Even with their fans getting kicked out of out of Toyota Field.
Who's NYC got?
Vancouver. At Vancouver. So
that's a hard one.
It is a hard one. That's not an easy stadium to go into and to travel, whatever that is, 3,000 miles across country to go play against them. Real Salt Lake, number two Real Salt Lake. They're in second place in the West right now. Yeah, I don't.
The Petke push.
They're playing at Providence Park against Portland, and then Orlando's at San Jose. I think there's only one midweek game, and it's Vancouver at Montreal. So Montreal could make up a little ground and get back into the playoff hunt this week. Maybe.
Yeah, that's a good point. Bill Holcomb says Open Cup should be 100% focus. That gets us into CCL, then worry about the standings.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I agree.
No, worry about it all. Worry about all of it.
I already do that.
I know. Yeah.
Remember at the beginning of this nine-game stretch, we were like, this is going to be so tough. Yeah. It's going to be the decider. And then they just
what?
Did not lose at all. Yeah. Well, gets LAFC. I don't really count that as a loss.
Yeah. I don't. Much like Bobby Cox, I'm going to play that one under protest. That one's completely under protest the rest of the season.
That game was just bullshit. Madness.
Yeah.
It was madness that they got away with what they got away with against us. And it's not going to happen again if we play them. I think we're going to be just fine.
Speaking of just fine, when's your next? What's the next game you travel to?
Philly.
Oh, you're going Geno's or Pat's?
Don't know yet. That's the first day I'm off of Whole 30, so I'm going to try them both.
Oh shit!
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, 30. Thank God for 31 day months.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's good.
Yeah, next one's Philly.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on with us, man.
Thanks for coming and hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
Talk to you all the time. See you out at Station Soccer and all that. And we did some call-ins with you a long time ago. It's weird to think it's the first time you've sat down with us and recorded.
Well, outside of a tailgate, yeah.
Yeah, that's true, too. Forget about that.
Usually out of
town. So if the people want to find you on Twitter or wherever.
I am at Kevin Baytill. That's KevenBeyTill. Kevin Beytill.
Oh, we got a review too. You want to pull that up?
Oh, yeah, we did get a review this week.
If you want to leave a review on iTunes to hear it read aloud on the show, please do so. And or leave us a rating.
At long last, 5 stars from Jolly Gabe. One word. By far my favorite ATL UTD podcast, preferred over 92.9 and DSS TBH. It's a lot of acronyms. Great. That kid is just, it's lit, fam. Great insight and analysis. I've been listening on iTunes for a long time and I look forward to new episodes every week. Thanks guys. Keep up the great work. P.S. I'm the guy on Twitter that responds to every Orlando City fan post with a tombstone gift or a gift.
No, a gift.
Gift.
And yeah. He's mailing Orlando fans tombstones.
Tombstone pizza. Dude. Oh, I do love a good tombstone pizza. The way they chop up pepperoni and mix it into the sausage.
It's really good.
Yeah. And it's just, and you don't feel bad because it's kind of smaller. And then you eat 3 of them. And then he has a bunch of emojis.
I swear you just got to roll it up. You got to cook it in the microwave so it's soft crust. And then you roll
that's
it up
what you do
like
with
a burrito.
Geno's pizza.
Yeah, and then roll
Tostino's
it up.
Pizza.
See, yeah. We were cheap. We didn't have Totino's.
I just had Piggly Wiggly brand.
Yeah, we had Geno's with a J.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of emojis on here. It's
oh, God, now I just want one of those dollar pizzas.
A female zombie, a tooth, a rabbit with red eyes. He's really on a weird path.
That's
right
the
now.
Gravestone. I think that's where he's going with it.
Oh, yeah.
A umbrella, a wet umbrella, a Moe's burrito, a ghee, an ambulance, one of those prefectures.
Right, how about you tell a story with the emojis? Let's do that.
Okay.
You're going to do a little improv here.
So the zombie lost her tooth trying to eat this red rabbit.
Nice.
That's good.
It was wet outside. So she went on a Monday because Atlanta United played on a Sunday and they scored 4 goals and she wanted to, she's a zombie and she ain't got no money.
Okay.
So she went to Moe's and got a free Moe's burrito and she was feeling fat and bad about herself. So she went over to, some martial arts gym and she did karate, got her black belt apparently. And then she, died again of heat exhaustion. So, an ambulance took her all the way to this Japanese architecture place.
Pagoda.
Yeah, and it resurrected her into a normal person with yellow skin, though, like a Simpsons.
No.
This is... You're doing really good at this.
Keep going.
And then Will Smith showed up as the genie. And she asked him if she can be Ziggy Stardust. And then Hanya mask. I don't know what to do with the Hanya mask at the end, but... That's a story.
That's
story.
Good. That was a good one.
I like that.
This is story time.
All right. Thanks for coming on with us, Kevin. Got to make it less rare for you to be on.
Hey, you know.
I know it's a hike for you to get up here, though. So
nah, it's all right.
Cool.
It's fine.
We need to get out to do some more station soccer, too. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before my foot falls off.
And
I'm going to do that.
Hopefully when it cools down.
Yeah. I remember last year, which was this week. This coming up weekend was the last time. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Dragon Con last year. Afterwards, I went and played station soccer in the middle of the day. You were there too.
Yeah.
Right? The field was like
it's cooking,
emanating heat. Like it was just radiating heat.
That's next weekend, right? Or no, that's this weekend.
This weekend, which is why it,
I'm
like,
getting
I thought
the
about it.
Fuck out of Atlanta.
I thought that you did.
I thought that was a beat to bleep out.
I
the
thought
country.
Somehow you did that.
It's pretty good.
I don't know if that went through to the people that are watching this, but that was dang perfect. Oh. I thought for sure that you did that with like some soundboard that you were doing.
My iMessages came up and it came through the soundboard. I actually found a way with this new mixer that we can play sounds from the computer into our ears.
Oh, that's cool. It just goes to our ears, not to the people?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
It was fun for me.
Yes.
Yeah, it was great.
It was scary. But yeah, I am getting out of Atlanta this weekend.
Well, happy birthday, Tim. Your birthday is Saturday.
You asshole.
Everybody wish Tim a happy birthday on Saturday.
Yeah, a day late.
Better yet, make sure you make plans on Friday.
So my buddy Hunter, good friend of mine in Alabama who I don't know if he still coaches soccer, but I don't know if he's watching or listening, but he just sent me like a video of the Cincinnati March, and he was like, I was there and part of it yesterday, and he sent me a picture of him with the GM.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah. And the marketing director.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm guessing he knows somebody that knows something about it. So, and then it was booing Jesse Zardes. Oh, he's got pictures of him booing Jesse Zardes.
That's great. Yeah. That's great.
Okay. Nobody heard it.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Hunter Wolf, Tony. It's that 334 Enterprise, Alabama.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. If you found us on iTunes, be sure to leave a rating or a review to hear it read aloud on the show. You can find us collectively at Home Before Dark. That's Before Spilled B and the number 4. We'll try to get out to the stadium a little early tomorrow, wander around the atrium. Hopefully we'll see a couple of you guys.
Thanks to people who came out to support Angie yesterday at Grant Park. That was nice.
Yeah.
Mike German, Domer, and Casey.
It's Germond.
Dude. Germond. German.
Furman.
Hey, be sure to hit, be sure to hit him up too. Mike's still got some of the shirts that he did with the hand with the Atlanta United icons on each one of the fingertips at Thought Marker on
everything?
Instagram and Twitter, I believe. Yeah. So yeah, be sure to hit him up. Hit up our buddy Ryan at Wesley Moose on Instagram for the Atlanta Atari shirts. And I don't want to say goodbye, but I got to. Got to get back to work.
All right.
Thanks for hanging out with us. As always, be home before dark.